know that it seems sometimes
Blog Talk Radio.
No matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them you tried your way. It didn't work, no. You put him second,
yeah.
And put him first.
Oh, yeah.
You trusted friends, thought they had your back.
Oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say, see, the devil is alive. No, I'm not gonna die. It's okay to cry, but be by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. Your best is praying. Listen to the spirit. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the spirit. Oh, hold up. You lost your job.
Hallelujah.
Your bills are due. And all the people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother.
She said, pray about
it. I talked to my pastor.
She said, pray about
it. But I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor to look for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not gonna die. It's okay to cry, cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. Now the past is praying, listen to the spirit, Lord. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the spirit, Lord. Hey, yeah. Oh, I did everything I could to take away my trouble. Everything I tried did not stop my struggle. Just doing it every day, guess I was in my own way. But I'm here to tell you, without this big proclamation, tell you what you got problems, so that you can't fix it. Just give it to Jesus. How can I get a witness and tell him, sir? Because the devil is a liar. You gotta listen to the spirit. Yes, he is. He's trying to get your attention right now.
I'm trying to tell you something.
I know you got your own plan, but God's got a better one. Oh,
I'm trying to tell you something. God's trying to tell you something. I can hear it. God's trying to tell you something.
Song simply says, listen, listen. Sometimes we get so busy and so caught up, we don't listen. Oh, you want to talk to God, but you won't listen to what he has to say. And you say, preacher, how you do that one? You get in the Word of God, and I promise you, if you'll stay there, not till you get ready to leave, but to the Spirit say, leave now, because you'll have an answer. Now, I know that sounds way fetched for some people, but I want you to know that song was for somebody. And as I always say, you know, and especially when somebody give you a prophetic word, always try the spirit by the spirit, test it to confirm it, to affirm it, to make sure that coming from God for you. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get in this word here in a moment. First, I want to have a word of prayer because I'm so thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything, give thanks. You ought to thank him for the good, bad, and the ugly. You know, God wants you to be thankful. He wants us to be thankful. Don't always just want to beg God for stuff. How about let us thank God for being the magnificent God that he has been, being the amazing God that he has been the kind of God that has worked things out for our good. He has been our Jehovah Jireh. He has been our author and creator of our faith. He has been our Emmanuel. When nobody else was with us, God was there. When mama and sister and auntie and brothers and husbands and friends all left us, he was our Emmanuel. He have comforted us. He have given us his grace to let us know that it's all right. He's been our high priest. He's been holy and he's been awesome. He's been our hope of glory. Matter of fact, he's been our great I am. I am, boy, that means a lot. When God said, I am, he is. Yes, he is your Jehovah. Yes, he is. He is your Eli. He is your Nisa. Yeah, he is your Reha. He is. When he says, I am your Shalom. He is. He all of that. And I want you to know he is our hope of glory. He is our glory when you think about it. Thank him for it. I praise him for it. I praise him for allowing us to walk in his spirit. I thank him for allowing us to walk in his light as he is in the light. I thank him for working, putting things together for us, even when we wasn't even thinking about it and we were going a different direction. He kept the fire burning. He kept things lit up for us. I thank him for it. And I praise him for it. For his protection, for his angels. Psalms 91 says, God have placed angels to protect you. A lot of time we want to tell the angels what to do. We want to tell God, but listen, brothers and sisters, God is telling us, hey, I got you. I'm protecting you. One last scripture. Know this. If you don't know nothing else today, it's hard to learn this, but know that everything happening is for your good. It is. Even when you don't understand it, when it doesn't make sense, it's for your good. How I know that? Because Romans 8:28 says, and we know. So you got to know this, though, that all things are working together for our good. You know why? Because you have decreed and declared that you love the Lord, and he got you. He ain't going to let nothing happen to you. He's going to guide and direct you. Thank you. We praise you for it, Heavenly Father. In your mighty name, open the deaf ears of those that are shut up. Open the eyes of those that are blind to truth. And hold us, Father God, in your mighty hand. And I thank you for it. Guide us like a shepherd guides his sheep. Thank you for it. And we ask these and all blessings in Christ's name. And first, as we pray, everybody agreed, says, amen, amen, hallelujah. Okay, before we get started, the Lord placed in my spirit, somebody may want to have something to share, press one. If it's something that you know, the Lord had placed in your heart and you feel the need to share it, you can share it now or later. I'd like for you to go ahead on and share it now, praise God. You've got to put something in your spirit. If not, Because I want you all to know, you know, this broadcast is about helping one another. This is about edifying one another. This is about building up one another. This is about our eternal life. Ain't don't have nothing to do with this world. We're on our way, man. We're on our way. And we got to get what it takes to get there. And the ticket that we have here won't work. We got to get that spiritual ticket, that eternal ticket. And that's what this lesson is going to be about. Hallelujah. Okay, we're talking about the hidden man of the heart. And we left off yesterday with our foundation, one of our foundational scriptures being, I think it was 1 Peter 3 and 4. As a pastor, she have that to read that. 1 Peter 3 and 4, if you have that, pastor, are you able to read? She may not be able to read. Let's see here. Are you able to read, pastor?
Yes, pastor, I'm able to read.
Okay, can you read 1 Peter 3 and 4 at the Messenger Bible, at the King James, yes, and at the Messenger, if you can? Appreciate it.
First Peter 3 and verse 4 from the King James. But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great. Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible. Three and verse four. Excuse me. Cultivate inner beauty, the gentle, gracious kind that God delights in. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I'm going to start this discussion now, brothers and sisters. I want to hit a few points, then we're going to get into this lesson. Because actually, what's going on here is Peter is explaining to the women, if I say, he starts off by talking to me, and then he starts off by talking to the women, that how important it is to adorn yourself with the inner beauty. Now, stop worrying about the outer. See, women spend a lot of money on the outer, cosmetics, clothes, fashion, you name it. They spend a lot of cash on the outward. And Peter was trying to show the difference between if you want a husband, praise God, and if you got a husband, praise God, you should be more concerned about the inward beauty rather than the outward beauty. Now, that may not hit some of you guys, but it was about the heart, hidden man of the heart. So Peter is telling them that we should be observed. I mean, and it's okay to observe the fashion, but rather you should be more concerned about the inward beauty than the outward beauty. So in this, he talks about just like submitting yourself. And I know this is going to get some folks stirred up. But he uses this as to explain how a wife ought to submit herself to her own husband. And you read it, it's right there. And he makes a couple points because the family will see that. See, the young girls will see that. Just like while you putting that makeup on, that foundational. And brothers and sisters, nothing wrong with that. Let me be clear. Nothing wrong with that. I think God loves beauty. That's why he have a rainbow. That's why he the trees are different color. I mean, God loves color. He loves beauty. That's who he is. That's what he is. So it's nothing wrong with beautifying, and I'm not saying it's it. I'm just saying he's showing you the importance here of the hidden man of the heart, how we need to dress it up, how we need to adorn it. That's what this lesson is coming to. But the part that I want to share with you guys is about the hidden man of the heart. How it to be obedient. And to describe this, he really had to go to the place of getting us to understand, like a master, how it submit itself. Or a servant submit itself to the master. Over in 2 and 18. And there are places that he goes to submit. But the whole thing here is about the beauty. The inner beauty. So when people see that, they need to see the inner beauty that is within you. They need to understand that there's some inner beauty. So when he talks about and he referenced to 1 Peter 2:18 through the 21st verse, because many Christians were a household slave, it would be easy for them to submit to the master who were gentle and kind. But Peter encouraged the loyal people to preserve, even if they face a unjust master. In the same way, he says, we should submit to our employee, for instance. Even though, you know, they mean and ugly and treat us bad, he says to submit. Whether they are to consider to be harsh or whatever, but so doing, he said, you will win them to Christ. Women, you want to know how to win your mate? By submitting. Submitting under the things that God say to submit under. By doing it in obedience to the word of God. He says, if you do that, he said, you're going to win them. And I'm going to be honest with you. We're living at a time where a lot of women don't want to submit. Matter of fact, you're living at a time where in a world that people don't want to submit. They got their own thing. They're doing their own thing. Not looking at the Bible for direction. And so Peter is telling us how important it is to make sure that the inner person is adorned with the right stuff. And that's why we get to the place we are about the subject. It's the hidden man of the heart. The physical beauty is great and all that good stuff. A psychiatrist has called the inner man of the heart a subconscious mind. They have recognized that the conscience was a voice from an inner personality. The natural man does not understand the things of the spirit. That's over there in 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural man cannot know himself or know God. Why? Consequently, the student of physics and others, unless they have received an eternal life. That's what I'm saying. The carnal-minded person don't get it. They cannot understand their own self. And the only way you can do this is being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. The threefold man, this is the subconscious mind is the real man. The real man, the spirit, is the part that's like God. See, a part of you is like God. And that part is your spirit. It is like God.
Mm-hmm.
It never grow old. It is neither unmortal nor immorality. It is eternal. Now, the body is mortal, and it will become immortality at the coming of the Lord Jesus. The senses that convert all knowledge to the human reasoning belongs to the body, and they will grow old. Like your mind, it'll grow old, but your spirit won't. Your body will start decaying, but your spirit won't. The body will get wrinkled. The body will get bent over. The body will get worn down. And some of y'all know right now, your body start changing when you got 40. For those that are 40 and above, you watch your feet. And this man and woman, not just woman. And a lot of you women, y'all body start changing when y'all start having babies. It ain't nothing like it was when you were 17. And I'm not going there today because that's a message for another day and another time. I want you to know how important the hidden man of the heart, your spirit is. And it will last. It will go on. When everything else dies, your spirit is going to live on. And that's what you want to get dressed up. That's what you want to adorn with the word of God. That's the place you want to come to as far as God is concerned. It's your spirit man being dressed up. It's your spirit man that needs to take on to the things of God. Let me go on and say a few things here, and then we're going to open up the broadcast here. But I want you to know a few things here. That's the hidden man of the heart. So when you get chance to read that, adorn yourself with the things of God. With the things of God. And I probably could give you a lot of different things that you could adorn yourself. But he said to submit to and obey husband. And I can give you about 8 ways. That's for those that are interested. Adorn yourself. Your spirit need to be willing. You need to be able to submit. Obey the word of God, number 2. Have a chaste conversation, I should say. So let not the outward adorn be the chief aim in life. Let the inward be the chief. Don't let the outward. I mean, it's good. Yeah. I mean, put rouge on your face, put lipstick, put lip gloss. I mean, you can do all that stuff. I'm not saying don't do that. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, especially those that are married and those that are looking to be married, it's the inward beauty is more important. Forget the outward. It's that inward beauty. So that's what he's saying here. Let that outward adorn be the chief and aim in life. That's what the third verse is saying. Let the inner man be adorned more than the outward man. Look how much money and time we spend on the outward. We got to have this outfit, that outfit. We go through all of that, especially those that get married. You go through all, spend all that money, all that stuff. And you ain't getting nothing for the inward. If you want that man to love you, he need to see what's in your heart. And I'm going to tell y'all the secret. Because, see, whatever's in the heart, the mouth is going to speak it. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak it. If you want him to see your beauty, let him see what's in your heart, in your spirit. So let the inner man be adorned with more than the outward man. And then learn to trust in God. You know, that's all we've been talking about, is trusting in God. Proverbs 3:5, you got to trust God. And then that sixth verse is talking about do the will. How about doing the will of God? And live a faithful to the husband, so here would be no fear of being found guilty of infidelity or anything else. See, when you're faithful, and whatever you say behind doors, say it openly. Then your husband know that he can trust you. So for the men, let me say this. adorn yourself with the inner beauty. Be faithful to God. Matter of fact, I tell folks out there, we're to get like God. If you ain't got to worry about the sun coming up. It's coming up, baby. Be faithful like that.
Amen.
You ain't got to worry about when you get in trouble. He going to be there. Yeah, though you walk through the valleys and shadows of death, you ain't got to worry. What you worried about? He going to be with you. Then Psalm says, 23, listen, brothers and sisters, don't slow up, because if you slow up, goodness and mercy going to overtake you. Surely it's going to overtake you, because it's following you.
Amen.
Goodness and mercy. So, but don't be afraid to adorn yourself with Christ's beauty, with righteousness and holiness, according to 1 Corinthians 15:22. Don't be afraid to operate in the new creation of 2 Corinthians 5:17. Receive God's righteousness. A man want to see righteousness. And you as a person, you want to see righteousness in somebody. Because then you could trust them. You know, you could depend on them. You know, you can rely on them. You ain't worried about them. Yeah, you lay $5,000 on the table. You ain't even worried about it. Because you know when you come back, you're dealing with somebody righteous. You ain't got to worry about it. But and if a man can't see that, why should he give you his check? Think about it. But if that inner beauty is right, he'll do like Samson did. And I know the story about Delilah tricked him. But he was willing to lay his head in her lap. You want to get a man to just get everything and lay his head on your lap? He'll give you everything. He'll give it all to you. Well, that needs to be our attitude, brothers and sisters. Yeah, I know that maybe goes over into the little marriage thing, but it's the hidden man of the heart that God is talking to all of us. We are God's workmanship. We are what God promised, that if you're in Christ, you're going to share all the promises of God. And all the promises of God be yea, yea, and amen. Because he made us members of his body.
Yeah, thank you.
And God wants us to have the fullness of Christ. Okay.
Amen.
I'm gonna put a pin right there. See, I got a couple of people with their hands up. So let me go ahead on and call on them. Anybody else have anything you want to share? Don't hesitate. Phone number 4048. You're on. Hallelujah.
Hi, it's Sister Laura. Hi, everyone. I just wanted to share a few scriptures because I actually took some time in 2019 to put some notes in my phone specifically pertaining to the inner beauty, as 1 Peter refers to it, the unfading and inner beauty of our heart. And it says in 1 Peter 3:3-4, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles or wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is great worth in God's sight. So it explains the beauty there that God looks for in our inner selves, which is the unfading beauty of a quiet and gentle spirit. And then also God tells us several times, like in Joel chapter 2, verse 13, render your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamities. And in Joel 2:12, even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, weeping, and mourning. So as he's asking for us to render our hearts to him, he's given instructions on how to do these things, to have that of a gentle, quiet spirit, and to also return to him with fasting and weeping. And then it's also in Psalms 37:4, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So when you take delight in him, he'll give you the right desires of your heart. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart, in Jeremiah 29:13. And then also I'm not going to take too much time because I heard you say there's a few other people who have their hands up, but one of the main scriptures I wanted to share was coming from Matthew 23:25-29, and it says, woe to you, self-righteous scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and of the plate, but inside they are full of extortion and robbery and self-indulgence, unrestrained greed. You spiritually blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cup of the plate, examine and change your inner self to conform to God's precepts so that the out public life and deeds may be clean also. Woe to you, self-righteous scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean. So you also outwardly seem to be just and upright to men, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, self-righteous scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you build tombs for the prophets and decorate and adorn the monuments of the righteous. And you say, if we have been living in the days of our fathers, we would have joined them in shedding the blood of the prophets. So you testify against yourselves that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. And then in closing, one script, last but not least, it was from, I think it was Ezekiel 36:26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. So Ezekiel chapter 36, it definitely talks about God raising up the bones and removing that heart of stone from us and giving us a heart of flesh. And this has been one thing that I've been working on too, is trying to render my heart to God so that way he can go and also it's another scripture that says, search me, God, and know my anxious thoughts in you. And God even says in the word that the heart is deceitful and wicked above all things. Who can understand it? Who can comprehend it? Only he can. So we have to give. And then he even tells us that he, on the outward, you guys look at him, but God has rejected him because he rejected his heart. So everybody has, and people love walking around here, oh, I got a good heart. But when you look at these deeds and you look at what they're doing on the outside, and I'm not God. I'm not here to judge nobody's heart because I don't play that. God said the heart is deceitful and wicked above all things, comprehend it. So I try to carefully examine myself too when I'm dealing with people and going back and checking with God. Like, if you find any wicked way in me or any way in me that's unpleasing and unright to you, purge it out, cultivate it, and get rid of it, Father God. Bring it up to your light, expose it, and take it out. So I just love that we're talking about this subject because I feel like it's very vital in these times, and everybody does need to be checking themselves and not other people, because like he said, how can you remove the sty from your neighbor's eye when you got the log in your eye? So let us examine ourselves carefully. Then we can get the approval to go out and help other people see these things and bring them to Christ so that they can be reconciled to God, and let God do the reconciling and let God do the changing in them, not us. We just plant some seeds that lead them back to God for him to deal with them.
Oh, amen. Amen. Thank you so much,
amen.
That's a mighty word there. And as in any word, you know, you get a word from the Lord, I constantly tell people, you know, to confirm it, affirm it, that it is coming from God, and that's the word of God, so you can't denounce it. You have to receive it with meekness. And that's what she just said is what God is all about. Listen, brothers and sisters, he wants us to be concerned about the inward part. See, that's the part that got us going to have eternal life. Everything else going to go back. The soul is going to decay. That's why people have Alzheimer's. Their minds start decaying. You know, they start losing it. But your spirit is still alive. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I've seen it in nursing homes. But thank you so much, Sister Laura, for those beautiful scriptures that you gave. And it's all pertaining to what the lessons is about. That's beautiful. I wish I knew right off you had all that. I would just let you went to work today, sister. You got me. You should. You should let me know.
Amen. God is good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we thank God for
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Anyone else have anything they want to comment on or want to share? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm talking about the hidden man of the heart. The hidden man of the heart. That's what God wants us to beautify. That's what he wants us to adorn. That's what he wants us to put on the new man, which is after Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
Anyone else? Any other beloved? Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay. I wanted to go back to 1 Peter 3. And I would like to read verses 1 through 4 from the Message Bible. And it starts off saying, cultivate inner beauty. It says, the same goes for you wives, good wives to your husband. Responsive to their needs. There are husbands who, indifferent as they are to any words about God, will be captivated by your life of holy beauty. What matters is not your outer appearance, the styling of your hair, the jewelry you wear, the cut of your clothes, but your inner disposition. Cultivate inner beauty, the gentle, gracious kind that God delights in. The holy women of old were beautiful before God that way and were good, loyal wives to their husbands. Sarah, for instance, taking care of Abraham, would address him as my dear husband. You'll be true daughters of Sarah if you do the same, unanxious and unintimidated. Amen. Oh, yeah, then it goes on, 7, talks about the husband. It says, the same goes for your husband. Be good husbands to your wives. Honor them. Delight in them. As women, they lack some of your advantages, but in the new life of God's grace, you're equals. Treat your wives then as equals so your prayers don't run around. Run aground. Amen. And that was in the Message Bible. Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Anyone else? Anyone else? Press 1. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what was prophesied over there in the book of Isaiah. I think Sister Laura, she covered one of them scriptures. I think it was that 37? Was that Isaiah 37?
It was Matthew 23:25-29, and then another one from Ezekiel 36.
Maybe that's the one I'm looking for, Ezekiel. Okay, you want to read that one again for us, please, Ezekiel?
Yeah. I'm going to my notes for one second. It was from Ezekiel 36. 26, and says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
And that's the heart that God, thank you so much. That's the heart that God's talking about, that new heart. And let us not forget, brothers and sisters, he's not talking about that 4x4 up in your chest, the popping blood. That's, he's talking about the spirit man. That's the heart he's talking about, is that spirit. And when God, and when you receive that new heart, like to call it a transplant, when your heart has been, become new, then you begin to see all things from a new perspective. You want to love it. You want to love everybody. You want to, you know, you get away from the world way of thinking. But I'll just say this. especially to all the women. But you can tell you, if you take this right here and follow this like a recipe, like you're going to cook something, a cake or whatever, or you're going to cook a lasagna or whatever you're cooking, and you use that recipe, this is a recipe to get a good husband. This is a recipe right here to keep a good husband.
All right. Say that.
They don't hear it from a man. But I'm going to tell you, a man wants somebody with a gentle spirit. And y'all probably got some friends that y'all see how, man ain't trying to hear all that argument, because it's like night and day different between the way a man think and the way a woman think. I said this the other day, because a lot of times a man, he usually straight with what he's talking about. A woman want to get in details. She want, and this is no reflection on anybody, but a lot of times women want to get into details and stuff. A man may come in and say, "Hey, honey, what for dinner?" "Oh, well, I'm gonna stop by Kroger's, and when I stop by Kroger's, I happened to see a Betty, and she was telling me about Walmart, so I went over there to see if Walmart had the chicken on sale. But somebody told me that Kentucky Fried Chicken is running. Oh, yeah, you were to dinner. What you having for dinner?" But you want to tell them who you talk to, where you went. Just, "We having chicken for dinner, baby." That's all. See, a man's way of thinking and a woman's way of thinking can be different. Even though they can be the same way of thinking. So a lot of time, women are real sensitive about things. And men have to pay attention to that. You know, she wants to be listened to. She wants to be heard. But by the same token, you want to be heard in the right atmosphere. You want to be heard. You want that person to hear you. You want that person to trust you. You want that person to be able to see that hidden man of the heart. And especially when that man knows you're obeying the word of God, and that inner adoring is there, which is more precious. A man began to see that, and he falls in love with that. So if the wife will conduct herself in chasten and reverence her own husband as in the fear of God, this is just for those, ain't for everybody, but for those that you got, I recommend this, that you date me, you got on me, do him the same way. If you're already married, adorn yourself with this beauty that God is talking about, and watch he start being drawn back home. But no man want to, all right, I give it to you. He was on the couch watching the ball game. Man, I'm going to tell you, it's a big difference. You yelling out of the kitchen, and you go to the couch with him and hug him. "Hey, baby, this garbage is really heavy for me." Big difference. Because you got that quiet and meek spirit. He'll not only take out the garbage, but he'll do some extra stuff. It means a lot. They used to say, it ain't what you say, it's how you say what you say.
Amen.
It ain't what you do, it's how you doing what you do. And that means something.
I just came across Proverbs 16, and it's funny you say that, because in Proverbs 16 it says, "To humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue."
Oh, my word.
And I just like relation to exactly what you just said.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that was Proverbs, what was it again?
Proverbs 16, verse 1.
Okay. You're giving so many good scriptures here. I tell you. Amen.
We appreciate it.
Amen. Yes.
So I just just want to pray right now, Father God, because I need to hear this word, and I just pray, Father God, that we open our hearts to receive this word on this day so that we can be transformed and changed in our inner selves, Father God, so we can bear those fruit of the Spirit. And when you look upon us, your world, please, what's happening in us, Father God, and we just lift up your name and glorify you and magnify you, Father God, for you are the most high, all-powerful God. And we thank you, we adore you, Father God, and we just want to give you all the thanks and praise and glory, Father God, and we pray that we honor you in our lives and with this word as we are strengthened and transformed from the inside out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Thank you so much. If nothing else, we can end with that prayer. That's an awesome prayer. Thank you so much for letting the Spirit use you.
Yeah.
Really.
Amen.
I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. I think I wish more people be a little bit more obedient to God and engaged. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sister Laura. Appreciate you. Okay, if nothing else, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.